On August 16th, 2014, Dave Mackey lined up for the final event of the Leadman Challenge. Dave had already completed a marathon, a 50-mile run, a 100-mile bike ride, and a 10K run. But this, the final event, would be the most challenging, a 100-mile trail run. 19 hours, 10 minutes, and 45 seconds later, Dave finished. For completing the race in under 24 hours, Dave earned a highly coveted Leadville 100 belt buckle. The finish placed Dave second overall in the 2014 Leadville race series. The only person who finished the five events faster, his good friend Bob Africa. But Dave would soon face a far more serious challenge. Reporter Cherie Turner has the story.
On May 23, 2015, Dave Mackey was out doing what he'd done for years, training on the trails near his Boulder, Colorado home. But in a matter of seconds on that beautiful spring day, everything changed.
I stepped on a large loose rock, which was about 300 pounds, but it levered out of the soil and proceeded to send me basically out into outer space. And I just basically started to tumble off the backside of the peak. I tried to control my fall. I was able to kind of spin around and grab the side of the mountain, and I was grabbing branches, grabbing rocks, grabbing dirt, trying to control my fall, and free falling for probably about 10 feet and landed on my back on a space about the size of a child's mattress. But I landed on my back there, and it wasn't like landing on a mattress. It was like landing on hard dirt and rock. And I remember just leaning forward and looking at my legs, and there was the rock, and it came down and tumbled onto my left lower leg.
One of Dave's friends happened to be running nearby. He heard Dave's screams and within about a minute was there to help. He managed to lever the rock off, but what that revealed was disturbing.
I had this open tibial fracture. You know, the skin was torn open. There was, you know, I could see the bone pieces, and right away I knew I had a big problem.
The rescue was treacherous. It took hours to evacuate Dave and get him to the hospital, where he went into surgery to fix his lower left leg. What no one knew at the time was how much bacteria had gotten into the wound at the site of the accident.
The bone pieces actually ended up dying. They had to pull those out, so I was left with basically a dysfunctional leg. It doesn't have a bone in there, no tibia, then you can't walk. I proceeded to have 13 surgeries over the next year and a half. There's bone grafting, muscle grafting, skin grafting.
Dave needed a cane to walk. He was in chronic pain. A return to ultras appeared impossible, unless he chose to amputate.
When I finally decided that, it was actually somewhat of a sigh of relief. It was a feeling of, you know, weight lifted off my shoulders because, you know, I knew the infection would be gone. I knew the all those problems and surgeries and indefinite outcomes would be basically gone, you know, with one surgery. I had the surgery on November 1st, 2016, which, as you can tell, is the day after October 31st, which is Halloween. So the night before the surgery, I invited all my friends to a leg amputation party on Halloween night at the local running store. And we had a big party, and the next day I lost my leg. I remember going under anesthesia, and as the nurse literally put the gas over the mouth to take some deep breaths, I remember tears rolling down my face. And I woke up, you know, within a couple hours, and I remember looking down, and you have one whole leg and the other leg is under the covers, and there's a stump under there. And I knew that my life would never be the same again.
Before Dave even left the hospital, before he'd learned to walk or hike or run, he set his sights on returning to the Leadman, that five-event series that finishes with a 100-mile trail race.
I saw that series as the pinnacle, more or less, of possible recovery. If I could do that with one leg, I could pretty much do anything.
And if it seems a bit, well, crazy that Dave would focus on completing such a huge feat over relentless mountain terrain on one leg, even before he'd learned how to take a single step, Dave wasn't the only one who thought it was possible. Dave's friend, Bob Africa, visited the hospital the day after the surgery and gave Dave the belt buckle he'd earned in the 2014 Leadman when he and Dave had finished first and second.
And he said, "You can do this."
Over the next 6 months, Dave set to the arduous, often painful task of refining the fit of his prosthetic and learning how to walk and then run with it.
I was probably a little too ambitious. I first went for that run and I went out too hard. I completely abraded and chafed my leg up, but it was, you know, I wasn't sidelined. I was just limping around the next day, but that was a good thing. It's part of the process. Take a step back, but you're taking two steps forward. And that's basically how it was for a year.
14 months post-surgery, Dave lined up for a 50K race. That's about 31 miles. It was his first ultra since the accident.
It was an awesome, cathartic experience to cross that finish line. I wasn't in tears crying in the dirt, but it was a deeper, more spiritual experience than I'd probably outwardly showed. It felt really darn good to do it. The fall should have killed me. Never mind the rock, never mind it landing on my leg. I fell 60 feet, and on any other day of the week, that would have killed me. I would have landed on my head. I would have broken my neck, and I didn't. And I feel like when I'm doing these things that I did before that I love, I feel like I appreciate those things even more.
As good as that may have felt, it was only preparation for Dave's ultimate goal, that Leadman series, which would start 5 months later. But going into the first Leadman event, the marathon, Dave says he was scared.
Running on a prosthetic running blade, which is basically a boomerang-shaped piece of carbon fiber that just basically sticks onto the socket, and running around the mountains in Colorado with those things, it's a super technical course. There's cobblestones all over the place. There are things to fall on and get potentially injured. I thought that I might just, you know, fail right here at step one of the Leadman series. And everything just kind of came together really well, though. I had a great run, and I was ecstatic after the trail run.
Next in the series, Leadman athletes choose to complete either a 50-mile mountain bike race on Saturday or a 50-mile trail run on Sunday. Dave did the bike race, but then...
pretty much on a whim, the next day I decided to do the 50-mile run. I wanted to see what I could do, and I felt like crap. I felt terrible after that. You know, two 50-mile events back-to-back on a prosthetic. Not in my wildest dreams, I think I would be able to complete that. But I did it.
A month later, Dave tackled the 100-mile mountain bike race and the 10K run with confidence. But it all came down to the final and most brutal event, the 100-mile trail run. During the first half of the race, Dave says his upper thighs were exhausted. When he reached his support crew at the 50-mile mark, things were not looking good.
I felt like trash. I was going at a slow walk. I was shuffling. And I just sat down in the chair. I plopped down and I looked around and I was like, I don't think I can get out of this chair. And after 10 minutes of sitting there, I knew just getting up and walking one step at a time, maybe things would turn around.
Dave left the aid station at a walking pace. Just over 5 miles ahead was Hope Pass, the highest point in the race at over 12,000 feet.
I got my energy back and started to feel really good, which is a surprise. But in these races, you surprise yourself. You go through literally the depths of hell, and then you find yourself on a mountain summit, and you feel like you're on top of the world, and you feel great. And then you have another depths of hell experience later in the race, but then you get through. I got to that top of Hope Pass, and I knew at that moment it was like the parting of the Red Sea. It was like, my path is clear. I'm gonna do this.
Dave finished the Leadville 100-mile trail race in 24 hours, 54 minutes. With that, he earned himself another belt buckle, and he became the only one-legged athlete to complete the Leadman.
For me, it was completing, you know, the return to who I was as a person who had lost his leg, the person who was trying to, you know, be, you know, as much of a whole human as he was before, even though he was missing his lower limb. You know, my kids ran to the finish line with me. Ellen was there, my wife, and it was a life-changing experience I'll never forget.
That story came from reporter Cherie Turner. Dave Mackey completed the Leadman again this year. What's next? Dave says he's considering a 200-mile run.